Free Radio Santa Cruz 96.3. My name is Skidmark Bob, and we got a special report from the Santa Cruz City Council from September 3rd, 2003. The City Council put forth an emergency resolution in support of Free Radio Santa Cruz 96.3, this station you're listening to. This council action comes in response with recent attempts by the Federal Communications Commission to silence the 40-watt radio station. On Thursday, August 28, 2003, Federal Communications agents left a notice of unlicensed radio operation at the address of Free Radio Santa Cruz, giving operators 10 days to reply with proof of valid license or authority to broadcast. The stepped-up attempts to shut down Free Radio Santa Cruz come in the wake of the agency granting a license to Air One, a national chain of Christian rock stations, for a 10-watt translator on the same frequency at 96.3 megahertz in Monterey, California. Free Radio Santa Cruz began broadcasting in the spring of 1995, providing Santa Cruz radio listeners with a diverse array of music, talk, and experimental programming unparalleled by anything available on the dial. The Santa Cruz City Council met at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, September 3, 2003. Which ended in a 7-0 vote in favor of Free Radio Santa Cruz. We now go to the audio of that meeting. We start off with the comments from the public.
Hi, my name is Ed Obweiser. I live in Live Oak, and I'm one of the co-editors of the Green Press, and I would strongly urge you, I support this resolution to support Free Radio Santa Cruz. I graduated from San Jose State in 1998 with a degree in bachelor's degree in journalism, and I was appalled to find out in a book I read that there are 12 corporations that control the world's media. We need to break this up, so please vote in favor of this resolution.
Thank you. Next speaker.
My name is Eon Blues, and I've been a volunteer for Radio Santa Cruz for about 8 years now. I'm speaking about the resolution before you tonight. I just want to say I've been dedicated to Free Radio Santa Cruz and the microwave movement for 8 years now because I believe so strongly that the media shapes the way people think in our communities and our society as a whole. Corporations that run the media, you know, from CNN down to the Santa Cruz Sentinel, are very much aware of this, and they basically are work with the FC to maintain a corporate monopoly of our freedom of press, of the airwaves, so that they can then control the way people think and interact in our society. And basically what they've done is create a society of blind consumerism and nothing except for corporate totalitarian values. So that's why we do Free Radio Santa Cruz. We're trying to break up this corporate monopoly. We've benefited the city of Santa Cruz in some very profound ways, I think. First of all, we offer a wide variety of alternative news programs that come from some great journalists all over the country, including Amy Goodman and the Democracy Now! Program. We actually developed an audience in Santa Cruz listening to one of the best alternative media journalists in the business, Amy Goodman, and KUSP basically went and started carrying that show because we got so many people in Santa Cruz listening to that program on our station. We also cover more alternative media shows like Free Speech Radio News, which is the news journalist that left Pacifica because Pacifica was censoring them too much. And so we play their news program on our show, along with other programs like Making Contact, Counterspin, Shortwave Report, because the other nations that do shortwave stations like Germany and the Netherlands and even Radio Cuba have a much different opinion about what's going on in places like Iraq than ABC does, because ABC is owned by the corporations that manufactures the bombs. You think that they have an opinion on this, and you wonder why Americans are so in support of this war. You know, maybe it's because the people who are making the polls have an invested in the industry of manufacturing bombs and killing people. We also have great local media programs. I know you're all big fans of Robert Norris, and we also have the V-Man. And one of the really nice things is that our radio station is accessible more than any other radio station in Santa Cruz. Anybody who wants to call up and get onto the air and express something that they witnessed happen or something that they believe or think, they have access, a freedom of speech. And we know that you only have freedom of press. You only have freedom of press if you own a press. And that's why the FCC, some organization that tries to stop an organization like Free Radio Santa Cruz, is because they don't want want free access to the media. They want it to stay in a very corporate-controlled agenda.
Could you finish up? Because there are a few other people who'd like to speak as well.
All right. We are currently being rebroadcast by Olympia, Washington, a pirate radio station in Olympia, Washington. That's another good reason to support us because, we are an example to micro radio stations around the country. So when you support Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're supporting a broader micro radio movement. We get several emails every month for asking why we stay on the air and how we do it. And so we really are out there on the front lines. And so, like I said, when you support us, you support a nationwide movement that's trying to stop this corporate monopoly.
Thanks a lot. Next speaker.
So my name is Skidmark Bob. I've been with the station since its beginning, when we had it in Kim Margula's bedroom at 89.3. And I know for a fact that we are not interfering on anybody. If we were interfering, we would have been shut down years ago. And we're into our eighth year, going into our ninth year, almost a decade of unlicensed broadcasts, bringing what Eon just said. I don't have to say all that. But we go out of our way to bring conscious programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And basically, that's all I wanted to say. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Next speaker.
Hi, I'm Elaine Tarkowski. I live in Live Oak, and I'm a co-editor of the Greed Press. And I've brought copies from Project Censored. This is put on by Sonoma University. And one of their associate professors wrote this article about the dangers of the consolidation of media. I mean, if there's only one note out there that we're hearing and there's no opposing voice, how can we even use our brains to make any kind of conscious choices in our lives? I mean, it's almost like a metaphor for the movie The Matrix, where everybody just sees what they're in and there's no counterpoint, no counterbalance. So we need, I mean, God has blessed Freak Radio with their 1.5 watts, whatever they got, that they're standing against the huge monolithic corporate media that basically wants us to have more babies, buy stuff, and shut up and go to war every 20 years. I mean, there's another way to live. I mean, it violates a human right to just spew violence and garbage at us 24 hours a day without even giving us any kind of glimpse about what's really going on in the world. You know, we're weakened by this. And so since we live in a world that's constantly changing, we can't defend ourselves or protect ourselves or figure out what to do next if we don't get a full take on the news. You know, for instance, I mean, it took 50 years of study before Bill Moyers did his, you know, groundbreaking video about polyvinyl chloride and how it's in everything, practically every plastic thing we touch, and it causes birth defects. It's in food wrap. It's in everywhere. But you didn't hear about that. And the guys who manufactured this stuff knew it all along, but without independent reporters who have the guts to say an alternative view, then we're just going to be swallowing pablum and garbage. And so this isn't really necessary, and this is why we need free radio. Thank you.
And you are listening to the City Council meeting on September 3rd, 2003, where the City Council gives its full support to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM, unlicensed radio at its finest. Now back to Council.
Thank you very much. Next speaker.
Good evening. My name is Vinny Lombardo, also known as the V-Man, and I really want to thank Scott Kennedy, Mark Primack for bringing this item forward. I just want to keep my comments really brief and address them to those on the council who may be wavering as to whether or not they may or may not support this issue. I know that when this council, with a different set of members, passed a resolution a few years ago, there was some concern about whether or not it was in the city's interest to be encouraging people to violate the law. And at that time, the wording was changed to urge the FCC to create low-power FM. And they've done that. And as it's partially a result of city councils across the nation, and in part due to people like us who have been operating in violation of the law that put that issue on their plate. However, we do not qualify for those LPFM licenses because we, quote, violated the law. We were like Rosa Parks, who sat on the back of the bus and refused to get off. And so that would be like telling her that now everybody else can sit in the front, but you violated the law. You can't sit in the front of the bus. That's what the FCC did. They said to the micro radio movement, the people like us who pioneered this, that, you can't sit in the front of the bus. So maybe think of that as you debate the motion before you. And also, I'll just leave you with a quote, Ben Franklin, necessity knows no laws. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Dawn Whitaker, and I'm not a public speaker, but I just want to stand up here in support of Free Radio Santa Cruz. I'm a listener, and I find it very frightening that there are very few places left where I can get information that isn't sort of sanitized by corporate interests. So that's all I want to say.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Anyone else?
Hi. My name's Carol Long, and I know all of you, and I appreciate your doing this. This is really very good. I just want to say that I am lucky enough to be able to get KPFA where I live on my radio. But most people I know are not. And I have heard KPFA programs on Free Radio Santa Cruz. And I think you should take into account the fact that there is actual free radio, free speech on Free Radio Santa Cruz. And that's something we need. Many people would like to hear this. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. So that ends the public portion of this discussion at this time. So I'll bring it back to the council. Mr. Primit?
Just want to say something briefly, and I don't mean to say it to refute anything that's been said about the station by people who just got up to testify. But my first experience with Radio Free Santa Cruz was tuning into a talk show which has been referenced here and listening to the host and a call-in person from the community launch into personal attacks on Scott Kennedy, actually. And those attacks, to my ear, contained as much venom and malice and bias as anything I've ever heard on right-wing radio. So when Scott Kennedy emailed me and asked me if I would participate in this resolution and support this resolution in defense of Radio Free Santa Cruz, I thought of something I read as a kid that we all read of some great American saying, "I may disagree with what you have to say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it."
It's a French guy named Voltaire.
Okay, Voltaire, famous American. Or at least an inspiration to some famous Americans. But I remember I was young when I read it, so forgive me the lack of accurate sourcing. But I remember reading that and really wondering who would defend to the death somebody's right to disagree with them. And not that Scott was prepared to do that when he emailed me on this resolution, but I was inspired by that, and that's why I'm giving support to this resolution.
Thank you. Is there a motion in that comment?
I'll move approval of the motion of the resolution.
I'll second that. And any other discussion to the motion? Ed?
Well, I'd just like to say that I'm impressed that so many people have come out on this afternoon in this little agenda of one item. And that I find it persuasive. I hadn't necessarily supported this because I looked at a previous version of this that had some more inflammatory language, and I was considering not supporting it. But this version is well-written, and quite frankly, I learned something because I wasn't aware that the FCC had ceased issuing the low-power, the Class D licenses, and I think that's wrong of them. I think that should be changed. We should be working with our federal representatives to get that changed. Probably not possible to do that, and that's why Free Radio Santa Cruz exists, because of that kind of difficulty in getting anything done that's the right thing to do. So I'll certainly support this.
Thank you. Well, I want to say again to thank the people who brought it forward so quickly, especially since I was out of town, and I was out of town traveling a little bit, and it is astounding how people don't know what's going on. I mean, boy, it's shocking. And I know that always happens when you get out of Santa Cruz. You know, you can't wait to get back. So all those in favor,
I just wanted to thank the city staff. I know the city attorney, city clerk, and others on the staff made special efforts to get this on the agenda in quick order. And I'm noticing it according to the Brown Act and having it on a regular session. So I appreciate the staff's cooperation bringing this forward.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Hearing no opposition, passes unanimously. Thank you.
Once again, on September 3rd, 2003, the Santa Cruz City Council adopted an emergency resolution supporting Free Radio Santa Cruz, urging federal, state, and local officials to support policies and practices that encourage diverse and non-commercial media. You want to find out more information about Free Radio Santa Cruz? Go to our website, www.freakradio.org, and we could always use your donations, however large or small. Make checks payable to FRSC or Free Radio Santa Cruz. Mail them in to P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. Reporting for Freak Radio Santa Cruz, my name is Skidmark Bob.